Final Whistle Weekly with ex-Spurs and England football international Gary Stevens, powered by Tyvisa.com and Inspire Media.
Welcome to The Final Whistle, a weekly football show recorded here in Thailand. Each week we discuss the big games from the English Premier League and take a closer look at what's happening in Thai football. Listen to The Final Whistle on Tyvisa.com, Dan About Thailand, Inspire and FM Radio throughout Thailand. I'm Jonathan Fairfield, and joining me, as always, is ex-England and Spurs defender, Gary Stevens. How are you, Gary?
I'm extremely well, thank you. I'm enjoying the football and looking forward to the chat.
Very good. Let's look at the title race then. I mean, it's difficult for us to start anywhere else. Man City are back on top of the league again after a 1-0 win away at Burnley. They lead Liverpool by a single point, with both teams having two games left to play. Liverpool, of course, running out 5-0 winners against Huddersfield last Friday. It's 12 wins on the spin for Man City. Gary, you tipped City earlier in an earlier episode. Have you seen anything to change your mind?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's remarkably tight. And, you know, whoever does win this English Premier League this season thoroughly deserve it, because both Liverpool and Man City have been outstanding, not only defensively, but going forward. And I suppose if you look back to the weekend, you say, well, Liverpool scored 5, really impressive. Man City struggled to break Burnley down. And maybe Liverpool looked slightly the stronger on that form alone. But, you know, Burnley are a tough side. And when you start talking about football and winning leagues, invariably, they tend to be close, and you can't get much closer than Sergio Aguero's goal. You know, was it over the line? Wasn't it over the line? And thank goodness for goal line technology, it cleared it up.
Yeah, you talk about fine margins, and I mean, it literally was in that case a matter of inches, wasn't it?
Well, I think it might even have been less than inches, to be honest. It was incredible, and you know, if we didn't have goal line technology, there's no way in the world that that goal would have been given, because none of the officials could have 100% confidently said the ball had crossed the line. So, you know, technology in goal line technology is working, and I think that the VAR technology will be an asset eventually.
Yeah, elsewhere, I mean, let's look at the teams fighting for the Champions League places in amongst the top four. The Spurs, Chelsea, Arsenal and Man United battling for the two Champions League spots. But all the teams keep on dropping points. It's pretty remarkable, really. Spurs lost at home on Saturday to West Ham. And on Sunday, Arsenal suffered a 3-0 defeat away at Leicester, while Man United and Chelsea drew 1-1 at Old Trafford. I've not really known anything like this. What do you make of it all, Gary?
You know, they're four very big clubs full of talented players, and across their last three games, from a maximum of 9 points, Arsenal have picked up 0. Manchester United have picked up 1 point. Chelsea have picked up 2 points, and Spurs have picked up 3 points. Now, in all honesty, that is relegation form. That isn't form that gets you into a qualifying place for the Champions League. But because those four teams, part of the big six, are so far ahead of everybody else, it's still between those four. But it appears that none of them want to stamp their authority on that qualification place.
Yeah, I mean, Spurs haven't picked up points, but the other results have very much gone in their favour. I think they're the favourite. And then who else do you see out of those others?
Well, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, Spurs were comfortably something like 10 points clear in third place. And that lead eroded, and since then, neither Arsenal, Manchester United or Chelsea have been able to keep up the good form they were in. You know, I still think that Spurs will finish in third position in the league. I really do. Thereafter, it truly is any one of the other three. I think Manchester United are the outside shout, to be honest with you. You know, Solskjaer really struggling to keep that early form that he managed to create when he took over. He's finding it hard to keep it going.
Yeah, before we move on, I think we should also look at the other end of the table, and Brighton, who got what could prove to be a massive point in their quest to stay up, getting a 1-1 draw at home to Newcastle. Do you think Brighton have done enough to stay up now?
Well, it's still tight. It really is. It's too tight for comfort, to be honest with you. Because Brighton also have a superior goal difference to Cardiff as well. Brighton's last two games are away against Arsenal and home against Man City. You know, Cardiff go away to Manchester United in their last game. They're at home to Crystal Palace in their penultimate game. So, you know, if you look at those games, you would think if anybody's going to pick up points out of them, it would probably be Cardiff. But, you know, can Cardiff, you know, Cardiff can't win their last two games to survive. I'm sure they can't, and that's basically what they have to do with Brighton losing both theirs.
Yeah, let's look ahead to this coming weekend's fixtures, and it's hard to look beyond the title race and the top four. The early kickoff on Saturday is Bournemouth against Spurs, which is 6:30 p.m. Thailand time, while later on Saturday, or the early hours of Sunday morning here, Liverpool face Newcastle at St James's Park in what could potentially decide the title if Liverpool fail to win. What are your thoughts on this weekend's games, Gary?
Well, it is difficult to predict, but you know, my feeling is that that Liverpool, despite the fact they're away against Newcastle and the Rafa Benitez element there as well, you know, now in charge of Newcastle, did such a great job while he was at Liverpool. I still think that that Liverpool will be too strong there. And you know, Leicester City are coming into some real form, but against Man City, who will be at home, I still can't see Manchester City getting beaten. So I think at the end of the weekend, it will be more of the same. It will be City just ahead of Liverpool in the league.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't really see it shifting now. I think probably City are inching closer and closer each week, and it's hard to look beyond that.
Yeah, and of course, this week with Champions League games taking place and everything, you know, Manchester City haven't had that distraction, whereas Liverpool have. Some people say actually you're better off to keep playing games and keep the momentum going to some extent, but I think Man City will welcome the respite, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating end to what's been an extraordinary title race. I mean, I can't remember anything like this in my time watching football, I don't think. Not two teams not only battling it out, but so much better than all the others.
Yeah, I think it's a unique season for the top flight. Certainly is a unique season for the English Premier League. It's fantastic from the neutral's perspective, and that's exactly where I sit. I've really loved that, the quality at the top end of the table with Liverpool and Man City.
Yeah, it's going to be a thrilling finish and one I can't wait for. Let's move on then to the Thai League, Thai League One. There were some interesting results, lots of goals.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we've come to expect. What happened this weekend, Gary?
Well, I thought it was an eventful match day 9 in T1 in the Thai League. Sergio Suarez, returning from injury, provided the inspiration for Port FC and ensured that they stayed 4 points clear at the top of the Thai League with a 3-2 victory over Suphanburi. The Spanish midfielder created all three goals, in actual fact, including a fantastic slide rule pass through for Dragan Boskovic for his late winner for Port. Elsewhere, Mario Jurovski came off the bench to hit his first goal of the season, earning a point for Mung Tong United in a 2-2 draw at PTT Rayong, while Buriram United and Bangkok United both picked up really important victories. So Port have now won their last four games, and despite it still being relatively early in the season, they do look genuine title contenders. It took a really late Pedro Junior penalty to get Buriram United back to winning ways as they came from behind to win 2-1 at Ratchaburi. The penalty awarded certainly caused some controversy in the game, in which the referee seemed a little bit whistle happy, to be honest with you, and the bulk of those decisions went in the direction of, surprise, surprise, Buriram. The biggest win of the weekend saw Bangkok United beat Prachup 6-1. Nelson Bonilla, the El Salvador international, scored a hat-trick, so he's now got eight goals he's got in 9 appearances this season. He joined the club from Sukhothai last season, where he'd scored an awful lot of goals. So, match day 9 last weekend of T1 produced 33 goals from the 8 games, not a nil-nil game in sight. The Thai top flight is providing lots of goals.
Yeah, like you say, if you like watching goals, then Thai football's where it's at the minute, isn't it? I mean, we mentioned Bangkok United briefly last week, and like you said, they had a big 6-1 win against Prachup. Hopefully they'll hit a bit of form and return towards the top of the league, which is...
I still think Bangkok United could be a threat for the league title. You know, we're almost a third of the way through the T1 season here in Thailand. Bangkok United, historically under Manu Polkin, have started a little bit slow. They'll get stronger, that's for sure. And I think the the chase at the top, everybody after Port at the moment, will certainly get a lot closer.
Well, great roundup there, Gary. And just before we finish, if people want to speak to you on social media, how can they do that?
The best and easiest way is on Twitter. My handle is at Gary Stevens UK, and I always reply.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks very much, Gary.
Thank you.
Final Whistle Weekly with Gary Stevens, a Tyvesa.com and Inspire Media production.